working on a couple of things. First is our clean tech legislative agenda that we put together every year with Silicon Valley companies to see what needs to be done at federal, state, and local level. So we're talking about that. But the stimulus package is the topic of the day. And so we're working to figure out how we can best implement the stimulus package with the agencies that have the various categorical programs and the grants and discretionary money. We're trying to figure out how to do it right so that we get leverage on this. It's not just a one-time spending, but we get some long-lasting impacts with all of this federal money that's coming to the local government to do a good job with. So we're working on doing a good job.
Mr. Mayor, a lot of concern among federal agencies about how this money gets both spent effectively. It's a lot of money coming through through the pipe. How, as heading up a local organization, how are you dealing with it to make sure that it does get spent wisely, that it gets spent in the most effective way possible?
We started by looking at all of our projects. As you know, mayors across the country made a long, long list of projects that they thought they might want to have some stimulus funding for. So we've looked at all of those projects and applied them against all of the screening criteria and all the pots of money and have developed a tiered list based on the things that we believe best meet the criteria. So we're trying to work with the congressional intention here to carry out the direction of the administration to make sure that we have good projects that qualify and really do what Congress is trying to get us to do. The second thing is we're looking for projects that will get leverage so that instead of just spending money on weatherization and money on job training and money on housing, that we look at the combination of all those in a way that we're doing green careers, not just green jobs. So that if we can coordinate our efforts in job training with our weatherization programs, with other things, that we can get some long-lasting impacts on people's lives and create careers as opposed to just a short-term employment. The other thing we're trying to do is to figure out how we can take the money, for example, money that might be available under the Energy Conservation Block Grants. I think we're going to get about $8 million on that. And how do we spend that in a way that will be renewable? We have a program in San Jose where if we get energy efficiencies and energy savings, that we put that back into a revolving fund to do it again someplace else. If we could do the same thing with the stimulus package, then it's not just one-time spending. It gets a multiplier effect, and we get a lot more projects done that way.
And I know state and locals often feel that things come from feds that they almost don't have input in, that that they get burdened with all these requirements. Do you find that there's a conversation, or are folks able to sort of work together to get this money spent in a positive way? And are there any recommendations that you would you're talking to a bunch of feds right now? How would you recommend that feds do that in a more effective way?
We have been talking with a lot of the agencies because there's a lot of guidance that they're working on that needs to get out in the next couple of weeks in many cases, or over the next 45 days and others, trying to work with them to figure out the kind of guidance that they ought to give us that can help us do it in the most effective way. And so there is a two-way conversation. We're very happy to have the federal government stepping in and doing all of this stimulus work. We're going to do the best job we can to implement it in a way that it's effective and that it's auditable, we can demonstrate the effectiveness. Because I know that some people are concerned we're just going to spend the money, it's going to disappear and have no impact. We've got to figure out a way to spend it in a way it was intended that's measurable, and we can audit it and demonstrate that we really got something in the long term for all the money that was spent.
You really touched on one of the big concerns, which is that it's auditable and that people can see where it's going and how it's being spent. I wonder what sort of pressure that puts on you and people like you, and if you feel a sense of pressure, not just because you have to account for every nickel and dime, but because you only have a limited amount of time. You're getting a huge wave of money coming at you in a very short period of time.
There is a lot of money, and the time limits are short, so we have to put our people to work very quickly, and that's important. We're trying to stimulate the economy in the short run, trying to turn that corner of expectations so people start seeing things getting better, and we need to do it in a way that we can demonstrate that, because that's an important part of the impact. But we also have to be very mindful as we spend the money, and of course, we're very good at spending money. There's no doubt about that. That we need to be able to prove how it was spent. So we have to think about that audit trail in the beginning of the programs and the things that we're doing so that we're it's easy to figure out after the fact. So if the federal government wants to know how did you spend it, what did you get, we can give that information to them easily.